Speaking on the face-to-face program this morning, Prime Minister Gonsalves says that total revenue and grants are up 10.1% over the same period in 2023. The Prime Minister also says this year, the government collected $476.5 million compared to $433 million at the same period last year.
Of that, that's total revenue and grants. Current revenue is up 11.6% from $403.2 million to $450.1 million. And all the major items of revenue have gone up, some more than others, taxes on income and profits gone up. Alien land holding license and stamp duty and property transfer. They've gone up much more than property tax itself, which also went up a little.
Prime Minister Gonsalves says that although the revenue and grants increased by just over 10% compared to last year, total expenditure went up by 15.6%, of which current expenditure went up by 10.2%, and capital expenditure went up 41%.
There's a current account balance deficit of $10.4 million. It's not so bad. And the overall balance is $96 million net of the contingencies fund. The capitalization for the contingencies fund. The month of July, I don't need to go to the details necessarily, but the month of July has been pretty good. I just point out that the overall balance, the deficit is a little, is higher than the current account balance because we're doing so much capital spending. Actually, capital spending by the end of July was $126 million, more than the $89 million approximately for the similar period last year.
And the Prime Minister says taxes collected on incomes and profits for the month of July increased significantly in all categories. He says the individual tax increase is substantially due to the timing of the records of collection from the Inland Revenue Department.
The increases in corporate tax collections came from payments from one significant company to the Inland Revenue Department later than their usual payment schedule, so it appeared in July when it should have appeared earlier. The increase in non-resident taxes due to an increase in services related to two new consultant companies doing work, the government, because you know you'd have to pay withholding taxes. Then the tax collected on goods and services for the month of July also increased significantly because of the increase in the VAT, the increase in the collections of the VAT and the interest levy. The increase of the VAT was due also to the timing of recording of the collections from Inland Revenue. So some which should have been in the month of July, came over into the month of July.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, and that has been today's special report.